situation for Joseph. Ramon, R-A-M-O-N, March 1, 38. Address as a letter to Mickey, M-I-C-K-K-I, Templeman, T as in today, E-M-P-L-E-M-A-N, 3214085 at Saginaw, VA. Dear Mrs. Templeman, consultation for Mr. Ramon comes accompanied with wife and son. He has underlying dementia. He has seen nephrologist previously through the VA as well as University of Michigan. Has a history of prostate cancer 7 years ago, was followed by urology Dr. Kershen, K-R-S-H-E-N. According to family, weight and appetite stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, some constipation, no diarrhea, bleeding, denies changes in urination, no cloudiness or blood or infection. There has been iron deficiency anemia, and apparently he has received intravenous iron in the recent past. Looks to me that in the last weeks or few months was also treated for question pseudomonas in the urine. He has nocturia, denies chest pain palpitation, denies syncope, denies gross edema, does have neuropathy from the toes to the knees, severe back pain from a spinal stenosis that limits mobility, no reported true lower extremity claudication. He's unsteady, but no falling episode. Chronic dyspnea. He's still walking around. Uses inhalers, no oxygen. Has sleep apnea, but not using the CPAP machine because it causes nose congestion and bleeding. Next paragraph, past medical history. For diabetes since age 39, has neuropathy, they are not aware of retinopathy, underlying hypertension, atrial fibrillation with the last few years, anticoagulated with Eliquis. This was discontinued, however, because of iron deficiency anemia. Used to follow cardiology Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N. Apparently, the stress testing in the past, negative. 30-day monitor, no malignancy, no major arrhythmia, excuse me. Also, through the VA, stress testing has been negative. No deep thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. No TIS, stroke, or seizures. They are not aware of chronic liver disease. Recent problems of anemia with iron deficiency. Iron infusion as well as blood transfusion. History of kidney stones, we don't know the type, passed spontaneously many years back. Has dementia. Chronic kidney disease, they don't know the details. Prostate cancer as indicated above. Next paragraph, surgeries for prostate cancer, left knee scope, back surgery, right carpotunnel, bilateral length implant. Next paragraph, reported side effects to Flexeril, Mirtazapine, and Tramadol with delirium hallucinations. Next paragraph, he starts smoking age 15, 1.5 packs or more. Probably smoked for 30, 35 years, discontinued in the 1990s. Minor alcohol intake, Next paragraph, family history, sister, advanced renal failure. Next paragraph, medication list review. Presently on bisoprolol, Norvasc, vitamin D, Flonase, antihistamine nasal spray, insulin Lentas and Humalog, inhaler fluticasone and salmeterol, clonidine patches, Miralax as needed, Aricept, Lipitor, thyroid replacement, magnesium, presently off Eliquis, off Mirbetriq, and off Protanix. Also used to take oxybutynin, which was discontinued, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph on physical exam, present weight 179, 68 inches tall, blood pressure 130 over 60, right-sided, 136-64, left-sided sitting position. On the right-sided standing, blood pressure did not drop, was 132-60 and 140-64. He has dementia, but is very pleasant, no respiratory distress. There is pallor of the skin, normal eye movements, has upper dentures, no teeth or dentures on the lower part, no carotid bruise, no palpable thyroid, no lymph nodes, no localized Ralwisis consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, pericardial rap. No gross ascites, there is a small umbilical hernia, back surgery, no palpable liver spleen ascites, there is bilateral femoral bruits, there are decreased pulses, bilateral radial, bilateral dorsal pedis posterior tibialis, capillary refill, one plus edema and few varicose veins, capillary refill decreased but no gangrene, he is unsteady walking, he still managed to get into the stretcher in and out. Next paragraph, there is a recent kidney ultrasound from June the 12th this year. Normal size kidneys, 11.7 on the right, 11.3 on the left. No obstruction. On the left side, there is a cyst. Which was larger in the past, presently smaller, probably from a collapsed cyst. The bladder was not distended, prostate was enlarged. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries from early June, glucose uncontrolled, middle 200s, normal. Sodium mildly decreased 136, normal potassium, metabolic acidosis 19 with a high chloride 108. GFR calculated around 14 with a creatinine of 4, anemia 9.2 with a normal white blood cell and platelet. Notice that the creatinine in May 3.3, 3.4, February 2.7, December 2.6, at that time GFR 23. Has low protein, low albumin, corrected calcium normal to low. No consistent elevation of liver testing. Prior ferritin low, the most recent in May 31. 3T4 in the low side, TSH normal, A1C 8.2. The lowest hemoglobin I see is 7.8 in May. Apparently, at that time, received intravenous iron and blood transfusion. Consistently normal platelets, PTH elevated 187. I review notes from the VA. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive renal failure, background of diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. No evidence of kidney obstruction or urinary retention. Size of the kidneys, typical for diabetes. The change over the last few months is faster than you would expect it for diabetes or blood pressure. Given the anemia, and the low albumin, we are going to repeat chemistries and assess for bone marrow abnormalities, plasma cell disorder. Does have iron deficiency based on ferritin close to 30 and a low, and there is no iron saturation. Has received treatment. We will update iron studies. We need a urine sample to see if there is any activity for blood protein or cells or inflammation. Does have secondary hyperparathyroidism, does not require immediate treatment. We need to update on phosphorus for potential binders, concerned about the low protein and albumin. We discuss the meaning of advanced renal failure and potentially requiring dialysis. I do not see nephrotoxic agent. We do dialysis based on symptoms for a person with GFR less than 15. Technically, he already is below less than 15. I do not see evidence for active congestive heart failure or pulmonary edema or pleural effusion. We'll update chemistries, plan to see him back on the next few days. He needs to do the pre-dialysis class. We talk about potential AV fistula. We discuss potential at-home dialysis, in-center dialysis, no dialysis at all. Further advice to follow. End of dictation.